chapter 14. I appreciate that good song. Thank God. It don't get old. It gets new. Amen. That's right. Even though it's an old story. Thank God. Luke chapter 14. We felt the Lord impress the Lord today that they're seeking God's mind for tonight's service. This is the message He's put in our heart. Luke 14 and verse number 16. Luke 14 and verse number 16. The Bible said, "Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper." Now, this scripture here is not speaking about the house of God. It's speaking about a supper. It's speaking about a feast. And we find here this certain man would be our Lord. And we find here that this great supper is a big supper. I mean a big one. Amen. And it said, and at this supper he had bade many. There had been prior invitations given for this supper that they were going to come to. This supper, thank God, I believe is the gospel. It's Christ. It's the feast that we come to him. You see, friend, this thing tonight is broader than what we see. That this was a broad invitation he gave. He said, I invited many to come unto this supper. I want to preach, if God will help me tonight, on why some will miss the supper. Why some will miss the supper. Now, I want to say tonight that there's certainly a lot of things a man could preach. But in the context of this scripture tonight, and God helping me, I believe what he's saying here is that there's a calling that God gives and an invitation that God gives to them to come to this gospel supper. And we find here that he asked many to come. And he went and sent his servant, I believe, a type of the Holy Ghost, and surely a type of his men calling them to come in. But we find here the Bible said that he asked them that were bidden to come. They had already been invited to come, and the supper was ready. I want to say, friend, when it's ready, that's when you come. And here, thank God, the Bible said, he said, come, for all things are now ready. I like that word, come. It's an inviting word. It's an invitation, thank God, to come. I tell you, the only thing the sinner needs to do tonight is come. Hey, he didn't say you got to have this and have that. He just said, come. I can't be sad tonight for you to miss what the Lord has in salvation tonight by just staying where you're at and not coming until the supper. And we find here that they, my friend, had a seat for them, but they refused to come, and the things were ready and they refused to come. And when God says, come, you need to come, there's a prayer invitation to come. And he said, all things are ready for his time. Thank God for you to come unto him tonight. Amen. Now, I want to say tonight that when it's ready, and it was ready for sinners to come, And we find here in verse 18, the Bible said they all with one consent began to make excuse. And the Bible said, the first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, I must needs go and see it, I pray thee, have me excused. It looks like to me tonight that so many of these Jews, amen, that did not come, that would not come, they could have came, but they choose not to come. That right here, buddy, I'm going to tell you now, this scripture here proves the fact that there's a broad invitation given to a world of people that have refused the heat unto the gospel call. Can a man refuse? Sure, he did right here. Amen. They said, well, I can't come, and I will. I want to be excused from coming. And I wonder tonight, if you're here lost, never have been saved, what would be the excuse that you give on why you would not come? I want to say tonight, the night's the only night you have to come. And dear friend, I would to God you would come, that you wouldn't miss this great supper tonight. Hey friend, look at this thing, and there was excuses given. One said, I've got a piece of ground, I got to go see it. One said, I bought 5 yoke oxen and I go to prove it. And he said, I want to be excused from that. Why? What kind of excuses is that? Why would you buy a piece of land and not look at it? Why would you buy oxen and not use them? Hey, I'm going to say this, there's any kind of excuse you can give, but there'll never be an excuse justified. There'll never be one that God says I'd accept because it's ready right now. And Jesus made it ready. It's a free supper. You don't have to pay one thing. You don't have to change your clothes to come. You can come tonight, thank God, as you are. That's the way the Lord wants you to come. Hey, friend, you can't get no glory in this. It's a free call. It's a free supper. It's a free invitation. And when the Lord calls, that's when you come. And the calls are going out tonight, thank God here, that you can come tonight and not miss what God has. But I'll tell you, if you leave them doors lost, you'll leave under excuse why I didn't come. It'll not do no good in the day of judgment. And when God, my friend, says the final amen, you'll be outside looking in and never have been saved. I just want to know tonight, will you come to the supper? Now, look what he said here. He said, another said, I married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. He didn't ask to be excused there. He said, I just can't come. Amen. Well, he could have come, but he chose not to come. You know, it's sad when people blame other people why they won't come. Here's a man right here. He could have came, but he tried to blame his wife. Hey, I know in the Old Testament when a man was married his first year, that whole year he didn't have to go to battle because he stayed home with his wife. But this is not dealing with that. This is dealing with coming to Christ and being at his table. And he said, my wife, I just married a wife and I cannot come. How many people in this day will blame somebody for why they don't come? You can't blame nobody tonight why you don't come. Hey, thank God you can come as you are. You don't have to wait on nobody. You can come right now. He said, come now. Let us reason together. The man can come. The time's ready. Go out and bid him to come. I was prepared. I told him I was going to have a supper. The invitation's been given. There's a crowd out there. Go out and tell him, here it is. It's ready now. Have them servants go out and say, hey, the supper's ready. The supper's ready. The supper's ready. And they say, well, will you excuse me today? Well, you say, no, right now's the only time you can come. I married a wife and I cannot come. Well, sir, you need to come because you're going to have to be saved. And he refuses to come. I want to tell you, friend, the gospel's still the same. There's a broad invitation and thank God the sinners, if they'll come as they are, if they'll have to come as they are, because, friend, when he calls, that's when you come. Amen. That's right. Praise God. There's a supper. Why so many missed the supper. Amen. Now look here at the scripture tonight. The Bible said in verse number 21, the Bible said the servant, and I believe that's the Holy Ghost, and out through the servants of God, showed his Lord these things. And his master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. Hey, friend, thank God. You know what he's saying here? Go out and get them Gentile people. Go out into the streets. Go out beyond this little old city, setting where the where them that had been invited was bade to come, and they refused. Go out beyond the city. Thank God. Go out there to them heathens out there, and them Gentiles. And he said, I want you to go get the poor. That's them that's in need, and they'll come. And he said, go out and get the maimed. They can't help themselves, and they're bodily afflicted, and they can't hardly move. But they'll come. Amen. And he said, go out there. He said, get the lame. They can't walk. And he said, then that's blind that can't see. He said, go out and get them, and they'll come in. Hey, until you get out of their flesh of pride and see that's you who he's calling and ask. That you as poor and needy without God. That you as maimed by sin. That you as lame and crippled under the curse. And my friend, you're blind unto God in this world. Amen. But I'm telling you, he said, go out and get them. Go out and get them and bring them in. He said, I want them here. I want the house full. That's right.
You know what I thought? And God give me this little thought today.
Yes.
That poor there. You know where the poor is? Right here.
Yeah.
Right here. This generation and this race of people.
That's right.
Think about that.
Amen.
Hey, friend, you better get off this skin color stuff.
Amen.
I believe in separation. I believe white people ought to be white people. And I believe they ought to marry one of the same kind. I'm not a preacher now, but this gospel is for everybody.
Amen.
And when you preach the gospel and you relate it to this one kind of people, I'm telling you what, you shorthanded the gospel of the prayer. Now, I want to tell you, friend, at the gospel table, thank God, there's harlots there. There's brothers there. Thank God, there's black people there. There's white people there. God, there's Mexican people there. And I'm going to tell you what, the poor people are here. And I'm telling you, he said, go get them that's in need. I'm telling the white people this day, my friend, I'm going to tell you one thing. They're living in pride. And they're living in this. Thank God, I'm telling you, my friend, you better listen to what I'm saying tonight. They won't come because they don't think they need no light.
That's right.
Amen. I'm going to tell you this. You get them poor people afraid. Little old poor people. He said, go out and get them. They poor.
Yeah.
Oh, you're big and hardy tonight of all what you got. And you think that's going to stand the test? I don't want to stand the
that's
test.
Right.
Thank God, you better realize you're poor in your heart before God. If you don't know him, and you're not rich toward God, you're only rich to the world that appears. Amen. God says, be rich to God and then poor to the world. Amen. Thank God. I'm a son. Go out and get the poor people and bring them in.
Right.
Amen. Go out and get them as maimed. Been maimed by sin. Them old drunkards out there. Them harlots.
Yes.
Them old rough people.
Preach it, brother.
Know they're sinners.
That's right.
And they ain't self-righteous. Don't think they got it, they don't. You go talk to them.
Hallelujah.
Tell them about Jesus. Thank God. Go out and get them. Amen. Listen, friend, can I tell you something? The gospel needs to be preached to everybody.
That's right.
But the fact of it is, thank God, you know where the word of Jesus is heard? He said the common people heard him.
Amen.
Amen. Them people's been maimed. Them people, my friend, is crippled by the curse. And they have no hope. And they can't get to God. Them Mephibosheths out there. Thank God that's been lame on his feet since he's five. Thank God that's back there. Thank God. In the house of Saul. In Jonathan. Hey, hey. That's in Lodibar. Where no pastor is. Both were never counted with that.
That's right.
Poor, maimed by sin, lame by the curse, and blind by the God of this world.
That's right. That's right.
Thank God one day the servant come by. Amen. And said, I want to tell you about a king. God's got a great supper. And if you'll just come to him, thank God you say, yes. Hey, thank God. God. You don't have to have a certain qualification. You don't have to have a certain color skin. You don't have to wear a certain kind of clothes. You don't have to, thank God, add up what society says. I know you've been wicked. That's why I came. I came to save sinners. And I'll pay the same way. And if you would have come as you are, thank God you have a free a salvation. Just come as you are.
Made me want to get on my knees and crawl to him again. Because I'm lowly.
Yes.
If I can get to him.
Hallelujah.
I like that next verse. Praise God. I like that next verse.
Hey, man, look what he said. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded. Boy, you better put this in fine gold. Hey, preacher, brethren, put this down. Thank God. And he said, and yet there's room. Amen. Hey, thank God. He said, I've got some. Hey, thank God. I'm glad tonight. There is, praise God, a fountain filled with blood. That's God. The ability to save the world. Hey, there's no limit on the grace of God. There's no limit on them that God can save. Hey, there's room tonight. Thank God, there's room. Thank God for you tonight. There's room. For you tonight. And yet there's room. He said there's a room for you. Amen. Thank God there's a seat for you. It's not life in a little pew. There's a broad scope of salvation sent out to the world. Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank God there's room tonight. Boy, that gives me hope preaching the gospel. That gives me hope witnessing all sinners. Thank God, the one, thank God, that earned his hell. And the one, amen, that's religious. There's room tonight. There's room. I'm ready to the death of Christ. But there's still room, amen. How many people would be saved tonight? How many down through the ages? John said, I saw 10,000 times, 1,000 times. He never could give us a certain number because I'm telling you, the number continually grows.
That's right.
Of them that will come to him.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. That little old boy one day, praise God, I hope he'll hear the gospel.
Yes.
By the God of heaven.
Yes.
If he'll come, thank God, like you came. Hey, thank God tonight, I'm telling you, there's room, brother. You say no. Yes, there's room. He said that. Look how big this thing is. Look at all these people sitting here. And he said, when I looked around, Lord, after I brought all the poor, hot, made the blind in, he said, there's a lot more room. Amen. Thank God, I tell you. Hey, you can be saved tonight like I am. You can be saved like anybody else is. Nobody's got the monopoly on God. You can get saved that way. Amen.
Yep.
That's right. Thank God. I'm no better than nobody else. Amen. That's right. There's room. Well, I kept telling there's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's room. Still room for one? Yes, there's room. At the cross for you. Boy, I tell you, the greatest day in my life is when I believed on Christ for the eternal salvation of my soul. And if you ever melt under His calling and come to Him, thank God, in this great way. Amen, brother. I'm telling you, you'll be glad. Oh, you'll be glad, dear friend. You'll be glad you just made that move. And you stepped out and came to Him. Thank God, I'm glad there's a day that God bids a gospel call. And it's already been given to you. And brother, all you had to do is come. If you just come, I just said come. The Bible said come. Amen. Then he said, the Lord said unto the servant, go into the highways. Keep going outside the city. Go up and down the highways out there. There's a bunch of heathens that live out there. What, you know what? I'm going to preach this to the church tonight. You wouldn't go out into the highways because you don't like who's in the highways. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're looking for good sinners. There's none.
That's right. Amen, brother.
Oh, Holy Ghost conviction will show you, brother, that you're nothing but dirty.
All right.
Poor, man and blind. Notice this. He said, go out in highways and hedges. I read one man, he said, the hedges was those of the lower class.
That's right.
I was confined in
to a little space. And he said, go ahead and get them. And I like this. And compel them to come in.
Yes.
You know what? That means press upon them.
Praise God. Urge them.
Grab them.
That's right.
Yes.
I mean, do what it takes, brother. Yep. The cause of salvation, thank God, that's free tonight. Thank God has given anybody to come. Yep. You say, preacher, I'd get saved, but I can't live it. There's that excuse. Yep.
Right.
Let me tell you what. I don't have any people in here saved, but I'll tell you, everybody saved in here never has lived it.
That's right. Right.
Couldn't do it. He don't expect you to live it. He gives you grace, and He gives grace in you that you can live it.
Yes.
See, I'm so scared of coming out because of what the people think. Well, I tell you, that's an excuse. Friend, that's not what people think. Hey, man, it's what God knows about you, and you know about you, and do business as He says come.
Yes.
To compel them to come in. See, Brother Wayne, we to persuade men. Persuade men. Persuade. Agrippa said, I've almost persuaded. Almost. Notice what he said here, that my house may be filled. Now, I want to say this again. Listen to me. I'm about to give you a point here, whether you agree with it or not. Listen to me. God never commanded sinners to come to the house of God.
Right.
He told the house of God to go out to them.
That's what he said. Yeah. Amen, brother.
We're sitting here on the seat of do nothing saying, I wish sinners would come in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me tell you this. There's some in here tonight. In fact, all of us are sinners. Some saved by grace and some lost. But can I tell you tonight that this servant was sent out and he wasn't trying to get them to come to the house of God to be filled. He's trying to get them, thank God, to come to the supper because the great supper is a whole lot greater than the house because that's the reason we're coming to the house. Thank God is to know the King. Thank God that's given the supper. Amen.
That's right.
He said, you go out and compel them to come in because there's a great supper. And the Jews said no to it. They had already had a personal invitation. And it's ready now. And they said no.
Yeah.
Began to make excuses.
Right.
And then he said, go out and get the Gentiles. Go get Hyatt and Henson and all them other ones. Go get them.
Hallelujah.
And Hyatt and Henson's not looking for God. But one day the serpent comes. And he said, hey, there's a supper. A great supper. And you can come. See, here's the greatest marvel to me in salvation. I'm being honest with you tonight. The greatest marvel to me in salvation is that God would love me. That's the greatest marvel in salvation is that God would love me. That God would actually call me and save me and bid me to come to this supper. And when I heard the news, thank God from the servant.
Yeah,
I can't. In my heart.
Yeah.
And he said, that's what you to do. If you're saved, you're a servant with the workings of the Holy Ghost to go out and bid them not to come to a doctrine.
Yeah. Right.
Not to come to your personal convictions.
Right.
Yeah. And can I say this? The reason that you get them to come here is to hear the gospel.
Amen.
Notice what he said here. He said, compel them to come in. I'm urging you tonight. If you're not saved, I'm urging you. I'm bidding you. I'm urging you to come to him tonight. Because, brother, this thing's, thank God, right now for you. And it's ready. And you in the condition to get saved. And if you leave them doors lost, then you'll have an excuse in your heart. Why didn't you? And if I ask you why you didn't, there'll be some excuse to say, I didn't come to him. Notice what he said in the scripture. He said, for I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden, which had a prior invitation. I believe they knew that sometime the supper was going to be, because he had done sent them a written invitation. Had their name on it. And then the servant said, the supper's ready.
Yeah.
And they said, we can't come. We got other things to do.
Right.
Time just won't permit me to come.
Yeah.
Time won't permit me to come. I don't have time to come. I'm still young. I got a lot of time later to come.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, and I want to live my life. I want to live my way, not God's way, and I don't have time to come.
Right, right.
And I'm older in life now. And I've been going a religious way a long time. And if I come to Jesus, what will people say?
Amen.
I'll tell you what we'll say. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Because the gospel is what you need to come to. Christ is where you need to come to. And the invitation's already been given.
Yeah.
And he said, them that was invited, he said, they'll not taste of my supper.
Right.
That I've cut them off.
Amen.
And they'll never get another invite.
Right.
And turn to them in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled.
Amen.
Let me tell you what's dangerous. Being around the gospel and never responding.
That's
to
it. Right. Amen.
Very
brother.
Dangerous. Somebody live in a Christian home and never respond to it. That's very dangerous.
Sure it is.
Right.
You know, Lot was a righteous man according to the scripture, but his wife was an unrighteous woman. She never was saved. She turned into a pillar of salt when she looked back to where her heart was. The invitation's tonight. And if you'll admit yourself as being poor and maimed and halt and blind, and you'd come as you are to Christ, you can be saved tonight.
Amen.
But if you sit there in your pride and say, I'm not that bad, and I don't need to come now, and I got plenty of time, and I'll leave here making an excuse, and I'll take my chances, I'm telling you what, there's a day God says no more.
That's right. Right. That's
needs to be. They're not going to taste of my supper.
Amen.
In fact, let me give you this, and I'm through. He actually said, I'm angry with them.
That's what he said.
Right. He said, I'm angry with them. Will you come tonight? Will you come to Christ tonight? I'm not talking about come to an altar. Even though you ought to come to the altar, that's where you can meet Him. But I'm talking about, will you come to Christ tonight? Or will you leave them doors saying, I got an excuse. I cannot come because of who I am. Would you come tonight? Will you come? Let's stand tonight. Appreciate the Lord. Will you come tonight? Will you come?
Yes.
I'm asking sinners tonight. If God's spoken to your heart, would you come? Which He has spoken to your heart. The Word of God's been preached. And young lady, you going to come tonight? Young man, you going to come? Ma'am, are you going to come? Sir, are you going to come? Are you going to come tonight? Will you come tonight? Dear young lady, would you come? Young man, would you come tonight? Tonight would be the greatest night you ever had if you'd come to Him and call upon Him. Come as you are. You don't have to do nothing but come as you are, but you got to come. There's no other way. You got to come. Come as you are. But if you don't come, He'll bypass you. Will you come tonight? Will you come tonight? Will you come to the altar and pray to God? Will you come to Him? Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Not now. Would you step out and come, no matter who you are? Would you come, whoever you are? I persuade you. I compel you. I ask you, would you please come tonight? Would you come? Would you come? Will you come tonight? Will you come? Or will you leave lost? Will you leave, my friend, rejecting the call of God and the invitation that's been given? Will you come? Will you come? Will you come tonight? Will you come? I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I believe God's dealing with somebody's heart. They need to come tonight and get on this altar and pray. I tell you what, I can't save you, but Jesus can. If you'll come to Him, if you'll call on Him, He'll save you tonight, but you're going to have to come. It'll be the greatest day of your life. Don't hide behind nothing. Thank God. Open your heart to God. Have to say, Lord, I want you. I want to come. I want saved. Would you come? Say, I've been going to church all my life. Well, a lot of people have. But you better have more than that. You better have Christ. Will you come tonight? Young man on the back. Young lady right here. Young man over here. Young lady over here. Will you come? All you do is come to Him, but you got to come to Him. You come tonight. Will you come? God speak in your heart. Will you come? Will you come? God's dealing with your heart. Will you come? Heads bowed and eyes closed tonight around the house of God. I know who's admitted before they never have been saved. I know that. I've been pastor here for 20 years. There's some in here tonight, no doubt God's dealt with. There ain't no doubt about it. You need to obey the voice of God. I'm just asking you, will you step out and come pray? That's all I'm asking you. If you're concerned about your own soul, would you just step out and come pray? Would you just step out and come pray tonight if you're concerned about your soul? I'm not telling you to make some commitment. I'm just asking you, would you come pray to Jesus tonight if you're concerned about your soul? If you're not, then I'd just go ahead and sit down. I wouldn't even stand up. I'd just say, Lord, I'm not interested. I don't want you. I'll go my way. I'll live my way. I don't want nothing to do with you. Because basically that's what you're saying if you don't come. Because, friend, I'm telling you what, the coming of the Lord's nigh. And without Him, you'll be here left behind. And He's bid people to come to the supper. He's went to the highways and hedges. Thank God and compelled them to come in. Into the supper. Where there's great salvation. Would you obey the Lord? Would you obey the Lord tonight? Young lady, young man, ma'am, sir, would you obey the Lord? Wouldn't it be one to raise your hand and say, preacher, God's dealt with my heart. God's dealt with my heart. God's dealt with my heart. I know that's right. I know that's right. I know that's right. I know that's right. I know it is. I know it is. And God would wash every sin away, save you by grace tonight, thank God, and give you a living hope in you if you'd just come to Him tonight. If you'd just make your way to Him. Just come to Him. That's all I can tell you. Just come to Him. Get on an altar here and pray to Him. And I guarantee you one thing, you can take Him at His word. He'll save you if you'll come to Him. Anybody else? God's dealt with my heart. Praise God.